Welcome to the Bachelor Podcast with Nicole and Matt. This is the show where we discuss the whole family of Bachelor reality TV relationship shows on ABC. This is episode number 62 of our podcast, and we're going to be talking about the Mental All episode of The Bachelorette that aired the night of Monday, July 16th. And just so everybody knows, this is a review show, so we're going to be talking about what happened in the episode that just aired. And we are also a spoiler-free show, meaning that myself, my name is Matt, my wife, Nicole, who's my co-host, neither of us have any idea who wins The Bachelorette at the end of this season, so we like to keep it that way. So don't send us that information, and we don't talk about it. All we do is just review. That's all we do.
And give our opinions.
And give our opinions, whether you like them or not. I guess if you continue to listen to the show, you must like them, which that's nice. Cool that, you know,
I hope so.
People like our opinions. So I'm Matt, like I said, and I'm here with my wife Nicole. How are you doing, Nicole?
I'm doing really well. I always love the Mental All.
I've noticed that you often refer to them as your favorite episode of the season.
They are some of my favorite episodes. I hate how they're edited.
And the fake laughter.
Fake laughter in the audience is really annoying. But other than that, I like seeing the guys again and seeing, you know, Emily, and I always think it's very interesting.
Well, I got a couple emails to get to here before we get into tonight's recap, if you don't mind.
Great, let's hear them.
All right, well, this first one is from a frequent contributor of the podcast, Rich.
We like Rich.
So he says some nice stuff. He's glad that we're back, and because we had taken that break, and he says, so what do you think? They really are hyping this Sunday night episode of The Bachelorette, trying to send us down a rabbit hole on whether or not she's going to pick either guy. I don't know, they've pulled that stuff one too many times for me to buy it. I have two predictions at this point. I think she will see the error of her ways and call back Sean, who I like to call the Stepford Bachelor. Wouldn't they make pretty kids? I'm straight, I swear. Or she's going to ask Chris Harrison out. I heard he's single now. Or maybe he'll be the next Bachelor. I can see it now, giving out the roses. Self, this is the final rose. Thanks. So, those are some of Rich's thoughts.
Thanks, Rich.
On that. I mean, he brings up a good point. It kind of seems like they're trying to make it sound like she might not pick anybody in the end, but she's clearly picking one of them. We'll talk about who that is later, but this was a comment we had on our blog. It's from someone. They didn't leave their name, but they said, I thought it was so mean of Emily to try to get Sean to say I love you when she knew she wasn't going to pick him. It seems so out of character for her that I have to assume the producers egged her on.
I agree. That's what I said last week. I agree. There was no need. No need for her to hear that he loves her. You know, she knew she wasn't going to pick him.
And then, Nicole, we have someone here that has a little bone to pick with you.
I know. Go ahead.
So this is from Fred, and Fred says, let me start off with the nice stuff. He says, hi, Matt and Nicole. First off, let me start by saying how much I enjoy your podcast. I love your take on things, and I find myself agreeing with you more often than not. Except this week. Mm. I don't agree with you, Nicole, that Emily crying when talking to the camera about Ari is a sign that she's crazy about him and that she's going to pick him. I think it's quite the opposite, actually. If you look carefully, you'll notice that this confessional was filmed in a different setting than the other confessionals on this episode. Emily's outfit is different, too. That's why I think it was filmed later than the fantasy dates, possibly around the time of the final rose ceremony, and this is Emily feeling sad and perhaps guilty because, even though she cares for him a lot, she's decided to let Ari go. I hope I'm wrong, though, because I think he and Emily would be a good match, and like you guys, I'm not buying the junior high relationship between Jeff and her. Can't wait till July 22nd to find out. Fred.
I'm sorry, Fred, but I disagree with you. I know you disagree with me, so I'm sticking to my guns. I think she's picking Ari. And I think that's why she was crying, because she was so overtaken by her love for him.
Do you think that, I mean, if you go back and see that scene, did you go back and watch it to see if he's right, or
I think I understand what he's saying, that she's wearing a different outfit and it's a different time that she's talking about him, but it could be before the final rose for all we know, not after.
True.
You know, I don't think there's any way to know whether it's before or after, but it's a possibility. I mean, anything's possible. But let me say this. I think that if Emily picks Jeff in the end, I will be shocked. And on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say I'd be about a 9. What about you?
I would, if you pick Jeff in the end, if you didn't pick Ari, I would be shocked at about a level 8. Because I always think that anything can happen on the show. But I agree, but it is pretty darn clear that she's picking Ari, so
I can't remember the last time I was shocked in a finale. For the most part, you pretty much, you know, you have a feeling, especially during that last episode, you have a feeling who they're going to pick in the end.
Right. And we've watched enough seasons at this point that we know kind of the signs to look for. And we're getting too good at this is really what I'm saying.
No, I don't think it's us. I mean, I'm sorry to let you down. Uh-oh. I don't think we're too good at this. I think the show edits it a certain way and the producers make it a certain way so that you think that the Bachelor or Bachelorette has an obvious connection, a larger connection with the person that they're going to pick in the end. So that you're happy with the person that they pick.
You think so? Really? I never thought about that.
They do it
really?
On purpose. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, I disagree. No way.
The last time I was really surprised at who the Bachelor or Bachelorette picked was Travis's season, Travis Stork.
Right. I remember
the doctor.
That.
Mm-hmm. I remember being like, oh, wow, he picked her, huh? I remember being surprised. Not shocked,
between,
but...
Between Moana and Kristen, if I recall.
No, not... Is her name Kristen?
You know, I don't know. I know the other girl's name is Moana.
Yeah, we all thought he was going to pick Moana, and he didn't.
But, not surprised at that. You know, I think that they edit it, and they show us... What they show us. They show us as much reality as they can without completely giving it away. I don't think that they show more happy clips with Ari because Ari wins in the end. I really don't think that they do that.
Yes, they do.
No way.
Well, let's get to the mental law.
All right. Fine.
So we open up, and I have to say, Chris Harrison's hair looks a little different. It's like shorter on the sides. I'm wondering now that he's single, he's going for a different look. I think he looks younger.
I think it was just a haircut, but
yeah, but it's a different kind of haircut. So he sits down with Emily and they recap the entire season, all scenes that we've already seen. Ryan telling Emily that she can't gain weight and she's a trophy wife, and Kaylin making her blood boil and all this stuff. We revisit the awkward moment with Doug and when Doug tries to kiss her. It's horrible. Now they showed us some moments that we didn't see. Where Emily spills wine on her beautiful dress in West Virginia. Emily doesn't have a very good singing voice when she was singing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to the egg.
And she knows it, though, because she was even saying that her daughter Ricky's like, you know what, Mom? Why don't we read a story tonight instead of singing me to bed?
That's great.
So, she knows that that's not really her strong suit. She can't be, you know, I know that she's a 10. I guess she can't be a 10 at everything.
Exactly. So... Sean looks different, too.
Sean, you know, I said this to you. I think he lost a little bit of weight.
Yeah, his face looks a little thinner.
Now, I don't know if it's, you know, he just isn't working out as much or what, but he definitely lost some poundage there. He looks extra cute.
He does.
All right.
Joe.
Well, Nicole.
The guy that Emily was on the West Virginia date with, his hair is horrendous. When they pan him, he has his long hair. It looks so gross.
Yeah, he's kind of going for the Ben Flanick look there.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's worse than Ben. we tonight see Crazy Chris is really crazier than we ever thought.
Yeah, I think the Bachelor Pad House made him a few extra points crazier.
He needs anger management. I'm not kidding. I think he has a problem with anger. And then we hear a little bit from Charlie tonight. Charlie gives it to Kaylin. I love Charlie. I wish he stuck around a little longer. And
I didn't even remember Charlie at all.
But you remember him now, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
but... he had the accident, and he...
Yeah, no, I remember. It was like, wait, who are you?
He was sweet. So Kaylin, before Kaylin gets into the hot seat with Chris Harrison, he says that he's great friends with Chris and with Tony.
Like, and then what? Tony, what does Tony do?
Tony like puts his head down. He doesn't even want to admit it. It's great. So Kaylin gets in the hot seat and, Joe with the gross hair interrupts him and says he doesn't buy it. And he doesn't buy all this stuff that Kaylin's saying.
Right. And he says, you're there for the glitz and the glamour. And he, they all basically kind of, thumb their nose at him. Right. And he... And I was like, hey, look, I'm being myself.
Right.
Yada, yada, yada.
So then we have Ryan in the hot seat. And Chris, again, anger management, gets upset again. And he needs to calm down.
Like, I mean, I know Ryan said a couple dumb things. But he didn't, say something like Kaylin. He didn't, he wasn't a complete and total jerk.
No, he's just arrogant.
He's just arrogant and pig-headed and stupid when it comes to saying stuff. And he didn't deserve, I think, the backlash that Chris gave him. Now, you have a question for me.
My question for you is, who do you dislike more, Ryan or Chris?
I dislike Chris more.
Me too.
I dislike Chris more.
He's so annoying.
And your point, I think, that you said before when we were watching the show, is very good, that... Chris takes himself way too seriously.
Yeah.
Ryan's there. He's smiling. He's having a good time. He's keeping his cool.
He just wants to be the next Bachelor, whatever.
Yeah, fine. Chris is just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, he's really crazy. Ryan's just crazy in a silly way, and he thinks he's all that.
Right.
Chris is like...
Ryan's crazy, a little crazy. Delusional. Chris is just like angry, mad.
Exactly.
And I... Who would you rather be locked in an elevator with?
Someone's
Ryan,
delusional.
Obviously.
Yeah, not someone angry, man.
Right. And besides, Ryan's a lot stronger. He could probably open up the elevator.
So then Chris gets in the hot seat. And Chris Harrison goes, it was obvious that Chris and Emily had an immediate spark. Really?
Yeah, what? I don't know. I mean, she kept them around for a decent amount of time, but... I'm not seeing that immediate spark.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Things with her and Ari were obviously starting off great, and
with
then
Sean with Jeff,
right, Ryan.
Even. And then Chris Harrison asks Chris if he angers quickly, which I thought was interesting, and he says, Chris answers with, he's lost a couple of good friends, but Chris Harrison doesn't continue to prod and say, What do you mean you've lost a couple of good friends? How?
I don't know, being a jerk in the house, or I couldn't really get it. I guess, he and, what was his name with the son?
Doug.
Him and Doug got into a number of fights, so maybe he burned bridges because of that?
I think he means friends from home who are watching the show.
Oh, so you don't think it's cast members, you think it's actual friends in real life?
Yeah, I think it's friends in real life. I don't know. I could be wrong because we never found out. Chris Harrison didn't ask him about that.
That's something you never really think about when you watch these shows is when people go home, what happens to them afterwards? After, some fourth runner-up from The Bachelor goes home, do they pay the price for saying something stupid or...
Sure.
How does it affect them in their personal life?
Well, I'm sure someone like Sean just gets more phone calls for more dates.
That'd make an interesting documentary, following people and after reality shows, someone say they were on Fear Factor and they had to, shave their head. What was it like coming back home with a shaved head? Or I don't know. That's a dumb example.
Or eating bugs, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So then Sean gets in the hot seat and everyone's screaming for Sean. The audience
extra cute Sean, huh?
Yep, extra cute Sean. And he says he still has strong feelings for Emily and he says something interesting. He's never had a broken heart. No one's ever broken up with him. But this is the interesting thing that he says, that his mom told him that this will be good for him to experience heartache.
Hmm.
And, that's why he's such a sweet guy, is because he has such great parents. They're telling him, this will be good for you. And Sean is just very, very well spoken. He comes off as very sweet.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I think that he's just so well mannered and so polite, and he's never at a loss for words. He just knows exactly what to say and how to say it. There's a reason why Emily called him the perfect guy. He's the whole package.
Exactly.
And I would love to see him as the next Bachelor. What do you think?
I hope so. I hope it's not stupid Roberto.
Okay, wait. So let's talk about that, because we didn't talk about it last week. So one of our family members came to us, and you know, we don't normally go searching for spoilers online. The most that we ever come is we follow Mike Fleiss, who's the creator of The Bachelor, and Chris Harrison on Twitter. That's as far as we go. And I guess your brother came to us and said, oh, by the way, Roberto's going to be the next Bachelor. Now, we didn't know that was the rumor, but apparently so. But on Twitter tonight, Mike Fleiss was kind of teasing that maybe Sean could be the next Bachelor.
I hope so. I hope it would be Sean. He'd be awesome. I'm done with people who've won being the Bachelor or Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not good. We've already done it twice already.
Yeah,
I mean, we're
sick of it.
We've had Brad come back, and Emily's back now.
Jen with Andrew Firestone picked her, then she was the Bachelor.
Yeah.
Done with it. Okay, so, although I just have to say, I think this was a really good season.
This was an amazing, this is one of the best seasons we've ever had.
In a long time. So then Emily comes out, and Tony comes up and, like, hugs her randomly. Did you notice that? What was that?
Well, I guess, you know, when you see the dress that she's wearing, it was hard to resist. I mean, is that sausage casing that she was wearing as a dress?
Let me tell you, though, she looked phenomenal in that dress. She really did. She tells Sean that everything she said to him was sincere, and she talks about the awkward breakup with Doug. And then she was very angry that night with Kaylin, and Kaylin, quote-unquote, apologizes for what he said about saying that Ricky was baggage, which he didn't really apologize. And Emily does not accept it. She calls him out. She tells him he's full of it. And
she talks about Twitter, and she's like, you took a picture of baggage, and then you said, where's Emily Maynard? And then people chewed you out for it, and then you're like, hey, I'm sorry, I'm not sorry. So she really gave it to him.
Yeah, and then he says, well, I'm flattered you follow me on Twitter. He's so annoying. So I almost wish she didn't make as big of a deal of him. You know what I mean? Like, that's what he wanted. He wants people to talk about him and make a big deal about him. And I almost wish she just came out and said, you know what, he's not even worth talking about. I'm sorry, to Chris Harrison. Said, I'm sorry, Chris, but I really don't even want to talk about Kaylin.
Right.
And everyone would have clapped, and that would have been it. So then one little thing that's really random is during the bloopers that they show, when they show Doug and Chris, like, doing a little...
Oh, the Scottish game where they're, like, sitting across from each other.
Yeah, and Doug says to Chris, whoa,
Would you put that thing away?
Yeah, not a good day to go commando. I'm like, why is Chris going commando while wearing a kilt?
Well, in his defense, traditionally, you do go commando when you wear a kilt. Traditionally.
Oh, okay.
But they're not really, they're not really Scotsmen. They're not really at a real Highland game here. Like, there's a good chance that something crazy is going to happen.
Yeah.
Do you really want everyone in the whole world seeing your manhood?
Exactly. So here's my uh-oh moment. They show some scenes for Bachelor Pad.
Okay.
And we have from Julian's season, Reed versus Ed.
Oh, the Reed versus Ed showdown.
And Reed says to Ed, well, you cheated on Julian.
Oh, snap.
So I am really, really curious to see what goes on between the two of them on Bachelor Pad.
It's going to be interesting.
I mean, they were both, you know, they both proposed to Jillian, and Ed got Jillian, and obviously Reed's bitter about it, and I'm wondering what's going to happen there. I'm also really excited that Michael returns to Bachelor Pad, because I love him, so.
Yeah, Michael finds love. Michael S. Yeah, he's a good guy. I I'll watch the show for him. That's basically it. And maybe to see what happens between Reed and
Ed.
But
I'm very curious. Well, next Sunday is the finale,
yeah.
And live after the final rose. So
3 hours.
I said this last week. I'll just remind everybody in case you didn't listen to last week's. I think that Emily's going to pull an Allie and tell Jeff she's not picking him, like, before the actual rose ceremony. Like, before he, like, comes out and, you know, has a ring in his pocket and all that stuff. I think she's going to tell him beforehand.
I think you're probably right because they keep showing a conversation between her and Chris Harrison. And Chris Harrison's like, well, it sounds like you know what you need to do.
Right.
And she's like, yeah, I just need to go do it, blah, blah, blah.
She's like, how do you start this kind of conversation? So that's my theory. I've been wrong in the past, but...
Not about The Bachelor, though. Just about other stuff in our lives, but...
Well, I don't know about that. So we want to thank you for listening to The Bachelor Podcast. Please feel free to visit us online at thebachelorpodcast.com.
You can, if you don't like listening to our show via your normal MP3 player, or I'm curious how people listen to the show. I should ask you guys, how do you listen to the show? But if you're the kind of person that maybe listens to us, you know, music via YouTube, we are now publishing our episodes on YouTube. So you can search for The Bachelor Podcast. There's actually a couple different Bachelor podcasts that show up on there. But
we're the original.
Well, yes, we are. That's right. Or you can find the link directly to our YouTube channel at thebachelorpodcast.com. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
Please leave us a review on iTunes. You can do that. You can also check us out on facebook.com/thebachelorpodcast. You can also follow us on Twitter with username bachelorpodcast. Send us an email at thebachelorpodcast@gmail.com, or you can send us a voicemail. Leave us a voicemail at area code 631-223-8435. That is 631-223-8435. It's a voicemail line. You're not going to hear us answer and say hello. You're just going to hear our message, and then you feel free to leave us a voicemail.
Yeah, yeah. We haven't been getting too many voicemails lately. It's been a little while since we've been able to play one on the air. So this is the week to do it. Either send us one this week to play next week, or send us a voicemail during the finale. You know, how do you think things are going? We definitely want to hear from you guys, so make sure you do that. Well, that wraps it up for tonight. The men have told all. We have listened to them. And now that all is out in the open, we can finally take our rest.
Yep, and get ready for the finale.
Rest at ease. Nicole's already playing Tetris, so we'll sign off for tonight. have a good night. Good night, Nicole.
Good night.
I'll see you later, and good night, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Adios. We must be in love.